Yamuna Tiravan Chari Yamuna Yamuna Tiravan Chari Yamuna Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Nivadadari Yashoda Nandana Vajjana Randana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bolo Bolo Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Hari Nam Sankirtana Yajna ki jai. It's going to be taken. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you all for coming to the Sunday feast. So, in spite of the heavy rain, it's better than snow. So, the rain is here, means spring is around the corner. Hare Bol. Okay. So, today is actually a very, very auspicious day. Today is also Mahashivaratri. And many times people ask, you say Lord Shiva is the greatest of Vaishnavas, but how come you don't talk about him? So today we will talk about him also a little bit in context of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how many of you know or do not know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is coming very soon, in about 2 weeks? Or how many newcomers here? How many newcomers, first-timers? Okay, well, it doesn't help that I can see very well. Okay, anyway, so raise both of your hands if you're new. Hare Krishna. Okay. Anyway, so I was asked to speak about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in preparation for his appearance day, which is March the 26th, two Tuesdays from today. So I have a slideshow which has about 100 slides. So what I was thinking is we'll speak a little bit, and then at the end we'll go through the slides, and you have two options. I guess you could stand in line for the prasadam, or be here for some more time, and we may continue basically, depending on how things go. So it's your choice. Okay, Hare Krishna. So who is Lord Chaitanya? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he appears in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So a more complete definition of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he is Krishna and Radha Rani together. So why does Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why does he advent? We'll speak a little bit of that also today. So about 525 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in a place in Bengal called Navadvip. Some of these slides will also actually show that. How the scriptures, the various Puranas, how they predict the advent of Lord Chaitanya, to the precise details of who will be his father, who will be his mother, when will he appear, what will he do, why will he come, all these evidences are there from the scriptures. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared 525 years ago primarily to establish the Yuga Dharma for this age. So there are three external reasons why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Praja Ham Tom Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Suchaha. So he says, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. And do not worry about all the sinful actions you have committed and the sinful reactions that will come from those. I will absolve all of them. You just surrender unto me. And skipping many, many technical details, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in the Kali Yuga following the Dwapara Yuga that Krishna appears. In the same Yuga cycle, Lord Krishna Chaitanya, he appears. So he appears to teach what Lord Krishna wants us to do, to surrender unto him. So he comes to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna. And that is one of the reasons also why he comes as a devotee. He comes as a devotee to teach how a living entity can surrender unto the Supreme Lord. So that's the one of the reasons why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advents. The second is to establish the Yuga Dharma for this age. So in every age, in Satya Yuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, and in Kali Yuga, according to the Vedic conception, time is eternal and it is also cyclical. So there are Yuga cycles. So Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel, that we are currently in lasts for 432,000 years. And the age before that, it is twice as long. Anyway, so in each of these yugas, there is a prescribed means of perfection. So this human form of life is meant for self-realization. There are four things that are common between human beings and animals: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But what differentiates the human beings from the animals is their propensity. They have a propensity to inquire about the higher things of life. So in fact, the scriptures are very strong. They say that actually that is when, you know, the human form of life begins, athato brahma jigyasa. When one inquires, then the human form of life actually begins. So in each of these ages, there is a prescribed way to attain that human form of, the goal of the human form of life. So in Satya Yuga, that was by the process of meditation. And in Treta Yuga, the process of elaborate Agnihotra yagnyas, sacrifices. And in Dwapara Yuga, the yuga prior to this, is elaborate, you know, Harsha Vigra Aradhana, deity worship, elaborate deity worship. And in Kali Yuga, simply by Sankirtana, by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Na Asteva, Na Asteva, Na Asteva, Gatir Anyatha. So in the age of Kali, there is only one way. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama. And there is no other way. It is emphasized, both of these are emphasized thrice in this verse for absolute importance. And there is also one other beautiful shloka. Iti sodashaka namanam kali kalmasha nashanam. Sarve vedeshu drishyate. Oh, natta paratara upayet. Sarve vedeshu drishyate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, iti sodashaka namanam. Sodashaka means 16 syllable. Six Sadgoswamis, six. Dasha means 10. So, sodashaka namanam. This 16 syllable, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the means, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. All the kalmasha, all the difficulties or challenges or anarthas or unwanted things in the heart, they are destroyed completely by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Nataha paratara upayat, the same thing as the other shloka. Na asti eva, na asti eva, na asti eva. Nataha paratara upayat. There is no other means. And the reveals, the sages have ascertained by scrutinizingly studying all the Vedic scriptures that in this age of Kali, besides the 16 syllable names, there is no other way of perfection. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes to establish the Yuga Dharma, this Harinam Sankirtana. And there is also another beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam shloka, which also predicts this. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagnair Sankirtanair Prayair Yajantihi Sumedasaha. So Lord Krishna Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself. Krishna Varanam, he is from the category of Krishna, but he is Akrishnam. As you can see here, he is golden in complexion. So Krishna, he is blackish in complexion. Lord Chaitanya, in the wearing the golden dhoti, he is golden in complexion also. He is Akrishnam. And he comes with his associates, Sangha Upanga Astra Parshadam. So he doesn't carry weapons. His weapons are the mridanga, the karthal, and his associates. And he uproots the demoniac tendencies from the living entity's heart. So he uproots the demoniac tendencies. He doesn't kill the demons, but he uproots the demoniac tendencies from the heart. So that's the purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagnair Sankirtanair Prayair. to establish the Sankirtan Yajna. Yajantihi Sumedasa. And those that have good intelligence, Sumedasa, in this age of Kali, they embrace this to this chanting of the holy name. So that's the second purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. And the third is one of his associates, as you can see here in the white on the right-hand side with the beard, Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya, he is a combined incarnation, manifestation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva. So that's the first reference to Lord Shiva today on Shivaratri. Just letting you know. You can quote. And we'll have more. So he was a great devotee of the Lord. And as you can see, he's much elderly to Lord Chaitanya. So he came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was practicing pure devotional service even earlier, before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And he saw that where he was residing in a place called Navadvip. Navadvip is a great center of learning. So he saw that the people in Navadvip, the Brahmanas especially, the intelligentsia, who were learned in the Vedic scriptures, they were actually misusing the Vedic scriptures. They were using the Vedic scriptures for sense gratification. And so people were, they themselves were misled, and they were misleading others as well. So there was, one can say, it was a spiritual degradation, even 525 years ago, what to speak of now. And Advaita Acharya, being a Vaishnava, being a devotee, he is seeing the suffering condition of the living entities. And he's unable to bear it. And he wants to do something. And so, and while in that contemplative mood, he was reading his scripture, and he read a verse from Padma Purana, which mentions that if one worships the Supreme Lord in his Shila form, or any form for that matter, just by offering him Ganges water and Tulsi leaves, he is very, very satisfied, and he fulfills the desire of the devotee. So Advaita Acharya, when he read that, he was excited. And he began to call to Lord Chaitanya. So he was a devotee himself, but this is how a devotee feels. He feels that I'm not able to, transform the hearts of the people, on my own strength. But if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can come, then he can conquer everybody. So he calls to Lord Chaitanya that you please, advent, you please come, because this is beyond us. Only you can, transform the hearts of the people. So Advaita Acharya, while worshipping the deity, he was calling out to the Supreme Lord with intensity. He and one of his associates, Haridas Thakur. And Lord Krishna, in the spiritual realm, he heard the cries of Advaita Acharya. And later on he says that I could not, not act on your, calling. And that calling of Advaita Acharya also brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down to this world, to the material realm. So those are the three reasons our Acharyas explain why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, external reasons. There are internal reasons also, but we will save that for a later day. Because at least for us, this is quite sufficient to meditate upon the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he has come. So he has come to give this great benediction of chanting the holy name freely to everyone. He is not seeing whether if somebody is qualified or not qualified. He just wants to give. So there are many, many Vaishnava bhajans which enunciate this. Jeevu jago, jeevu jago, Gora chandra bole, Kota nidra jao maya, Pishachira kole, बजीवो बोलिया ये संसारा भितारे भूलिया रोहिले तुमी अविद्यार भारे। सो लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज कॉलिंग आउट, वेक अप ओ स्लीपिंग सोल्स, वेक अप, हाउ लॉन्ग विल यू स्लीप इन द विच नोन एज माया। यू प्रॉमिस्ड मी दैट यू वुड वर्शिप मी, भजीवो बोलिया एशे, यू प्रॉमिस्ड मी दैट यू वुड वर्शिप मी, but now having come here into this material realm, you have forgotten that promise, and you know you're carrying this huge burden. But he is saying, but who is a better friend than me? I have come here, you know, to give you this holy name. And he is saying, just take this holy name, enechi aushadhi maya nashi baro lagi, that this is aushadhi, means this medicine, this herb, this holy name will destroy, as this verse was saying, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. This medicine, this holy name, will destroy all that is troublesome to the heart. Just take it. So this is the plea of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if somebody, if they worship these two lords, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, or Krishna and Balaram themselves, then they can very easily go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. And all they are requesting us is to have faith and chant the holy name. Krishna had conditions that you surrender unto me and then we will talk. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, just have faith in the holy name and you receive this benediction, this holy name. So he wants us to take this holy name. And as we nurture the holy name with water and sunshine, then this, the seed of devotional service, this holy name, will one day, it will produce, it will manifest, this bhakti lata, this creeper of devotional service, it will grow. And it will grow and it will grow and it will one day will produce, you know, flowers and fruits and so on and so forth. But so he's requesting us to begin with, to just take the seed, you know, of devotional service, just to worship him by chanting the holy names. That's his, that's the way he wants to bestow his mercy upon us. So that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this presentation specifically, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I was sharing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in the mood of his devotee. So he hides his divinity. So many devotee, many people in India also, they know him. Even in our history books, if his name was mentioned at all, he was mentioned as a great, you know, saintly person, great saint. So I was hearing a lecture this morning, somehow coincidentally. And my Guru Maharaj, he travels quite often, and somehow he was going back to India, and at the immigration there was this person, so he looked at, you know, Srila Rupa Swami in his Vaishnava attire, and he asked him, who is Lord Chaitanya? Do you know Lord Chaitanya? So of course that doesn't happen in immigrations and custom in Chicago. But that happened in India. So his name was S.K. Das. And so he was asking this question about Maharaj, who is Lord Chaitanya? And he said, if you get that right, I will let you come in. They had this, you know, dialogue. And then so Maharaj began, he said, well, I'm just coming actually from a 3-week trip in Navadvip, Mayapur. I was there. And then he said, oh, really? I am also from Navadvip. So they began having a conversation. So anyway, so who is Lord Chaitanya? So, anyway, how did I get there? Oh, yeah, correct. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in the mood of his devotee, so he hides his divinity. And of course, Srila Rupa Swami, they had a dialogue, and he was explaining that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He said, yes, very good. You can come in, or you can go wherever. So, and why he comes in the, why he is hidden is because he comes in the mood of a devotee. So this is about rasa, mellow. Like Krishna also, in Vrindavan, when he appears in Vrindavan, when Krishna performs his pastimes in Vrindavan, the associates in Vrindavan, they can't see the divinity of Krishna. Mother Yashoda, she thinks that he is my small boy. I have to, you know, correct him if I need to correct him. Similarly, his cowherd friends, they are playing with him. And all the elderly personalities also in Vrindavan. So the mood of love is so strong there that the divinity is covered. The divinity of Krishna is covered. So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes in the mood of his devotee. And he wants to taste what the devotee feels when they serve Krishna. The pleasure that the devotees feel when they serve Krishna. This is the internal reason. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, he wants to relish what Srimati Radharani or what the devotees feel when they serve him. So he comes in the mood of his devotee. So of course, then if he were to reveal his divinity, or if people were to understand his divinity, then it would hamper his tasting what he came to taste. So he is called a Channa Avatar. He's called a hidden incarnation. But some of his very close associates, they knew about Lord Chaitanya. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, without taking his name, it clearly mentions who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. So one of the reasons why his divinity is hidden, because of this reason. And also because he wants to, as I said, he wants to experience the mellows of being the servant of the Supreme Lord instead of the Supreme Lord. He wants to see, he wants to taste. And that same benediction, while he's tasting that, the same benediction he wants to give to all the living entities. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is considered Namo Mahavadanyaya. So like Krishna's feature of Madhurya, you know, sweetness, it eclipses even his opulence, Vaishwarya feature, opulent feature. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his most outstanding feature is Audarya, mercy. So that eclipses everything else. So that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered Namo Mahavadanyaya. He is the most magnanimous. He is even more magnanimous than Krishna. Why? Because he is giving this love of Godhead, Krishna Prema, very easily, very freely. So he is himself tasting what the devotee feels for Krishna. And anybody who wants to experience that, he is very happy to give it to them. So one doesn't require any prior qualifications, nothing. Just faith in the holy name and the associates of Lord Chaitanya, the Vaishnavas. So through the mercy of the Vaishnavas, one gets the holy name and one gets Krishna. That's all Lord Chaitanya is requesting. So the Supreme Lord that we see wearing blue, Lord Nityananda, is his brother, Balaram, the original spiritual master. So together, Paramakaruna Pahu Duijana Nithai Gaur Chandra Sab Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Anandakanda. So these two lords, Paramakaruna, they are the most magnanimous, Paramakaruna. Pahu Duijana, these two lords. And the process of self-realization that they have come to give, this Krishna consciousness, is so sublime and so easy and so blissful. As we are saying, we're chanting, feasting, hearing fantastic katha, fantastic pastimes of the Lord. So this is most easy. You know, it's not like, you know, meditation, forget it. I mean, not for me at least. But prasadam, sure. Yeah. So anyway, so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of Krishna consciousness, so devotional service that he's giving is very, very easy and sublime. And he is requesting only one thing. Bhajo bhajo bhai chaitanya nithai sudhrida vishwasakari. That please worship. Lochanadas Thakur, one of our saintly acharyas, he says that just worship these two lords. There is nobody more magnanimous than these two. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has agreed on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. He has agreed. So he is here in Chicago. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there in every town and village, you know, slowly because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Literally, when Srila Prabhupada, when he would install Gaura Nithai deities or even pictures in temples, you know, in this, in the 70s, he would thank them. He said, "Thank you for coming here to, you know, Caracas, you know, Venezuela." And he would pray to them that I have taught my disciples, you know, to the best of my capacity. And of course, I'm traveling, you know, on your behalf, you know, every day. So you please further train them. You draw them closer to you. So literally, one time Srila Prabhupada, you know, he had tears in his eyes when he was speaking. And so he was requesting them, you please accept, you know, their worship. And you further, you know, polish them and make them like yourself. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to give, you know, this most magnanimous gift of Krishna consciousness to everyone. And it behooves us, you know, to take it. That's all. So this presentation now, probably is not required here, but all of you are staunch, you know, followers of Lord Chaitanya. You don't need, you know, conclusive evidence from the scriptures as to who Lord Chaitanya is. But it's nice. And of course, some of these pictures may remind you of the amazing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So, you know, who knows? I may even speak about a few. So how does this work? Hare Krishna, Rajiv, you know. All right, Hare Krishna. Okay, so I will go to the English translations. So this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of Sankirtana. One who worships him through Sankirtana is fortunate indeed. This is Adi Leela. So this is prediction of the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there are, Prabhupada would always say, that when somebody claims to be God, we should ask them, can you tell me where your name is mentioned in the scriptures and who your parents are? Is there mention? So Vaishnava always speaks on the basis of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. And here, in this presentation, scriptural evidence from, you know, Puranas, and if somebody says, well, Puranas are, you know, Smriti, I would like evidence from Shruti, Vedas. So there are some verses even from Atharva Veda which discuss about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent. Precisely, the Atharva Veda verse mentions that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come after 4,000 years of Kali Yuga have passed and before 5,000 years will be over. After Krishna's disappearance. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, we talked about this. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So this is the hidden nature, we talked about this. So this is Lord Chaitanya. If you see, this is the six-handed form. He showed this to one of his associates, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Jai Gaura Shri Krishna Shri Jagannatha. So here he is showing his Krishna form, two hands, flute, and he has the bow and the arrow, Lord Ramachandra. And if you see, he has the sannyasi staff and the kamandalu, the water pot. So he showed this six-handed form to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Oh, this is Channa. We discussed about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a hidden incarnation. So this is Prahlad Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's saying The Lord is Triyuga. He only appears in the three yugas. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as a supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in the three yugas. So these are the three lusters: white, red, and yellow. Hare Krishna, Satya. Yeah. The prediction of Lord Gauranga's advent in the form of a Brahmana. So this is Adi Purana and in the Narada Purana. I shall advent in the form of a Brahmana devotee, and I shall hide my factual identity. I shall deliver all the worlds. Like that. Yeah. Lokam Rakshami Sarvada. Bhagavad Bhakta Rupena Lokam Rakshami Sarvada. I shall deliver all the three worlds. Yeah, the nice pictures. His actual time of incarnation. This is from Kurma Purana. The Supreme Person will appear in the first part of the age of Kali. He will appear in the home of a Brahmana to save the embodied conditioned souls burning in the troubles of Kali Yuga. Yeah. Oops, sorry. It takes time. Oh. Okay, anyway. In the first part of the age of Kali, I will come among the Brahmanas to save the fallen souls who are being burned by the troubles of the age of Kali. These are his parents, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. This is a painting by one of the devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Prediction of the name of his mother and actual name of his future birthplace. So in Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse. Janma karma chame devyam evam yo veti tatvatah chaktva deha punar janma na iti mamiti so Arjuna. That if one understands that the Supreme Lord's divine birth and his activities, then one will never take birth again. So that's why we are doing this. That was one of the motivations of doing this presentation. So we are understanding his birth and his activities. And hopefully we can live our life according to that. This is Garuda Purana. Mayapure Navadvipe Haribol. Bhavishyami Sachi Sutaha. Aham Purno Bhavishyami Yugad Sandhya Sagya Sandhya Visheshataha. Mayapure Navadvipe Bhavishyami Sachi Sutaha. He is saying, I will take birth as a son of Sachi in Navadvip Mayapur. I will come in my complete spiritual form in the first part of Kali Yuga. This is Lord Chaitanya meeting with Prakashananda Saraswati and his million disciples. Hare Krishna. Prediction of the name of his future first wife and his future assumption of the sannyasa order. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he resided for 24 years. He performed his pastimes for 48 years. The first 24 years, the second 24 years were his sannyas pastimes. That's what is being discussed here. And in the first 24 years, he was a grihastha, he was married. Kale Prathama Sandhyayam, this is Garuda Purana. Lakshmi Kanto Bhavishyati, Daru Brahma Sambipastha, Sannyasi Gaura Vigraha. So what can be more, clear? Daru Brahma Sambipastha. Daru Brahma means Lord Jagannath. I will stay near Lord Jagannath. I will be very close to him. Sannyasi, I will stay as a sannyasi. Before that, I will accept Lakshmi Kansa. The first part of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come in a gold-like form. First he will become the husband of Lakshmi, then he will become a sannyasi near Lord Jagannath, who will appear in a divine wooden form. This is the bodily color. Narasingha Purana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who in the Satya Yuga appeared as a half-man, half-lion incarnation to cure a terrible disease that had ravaged the Daityas, and who in the Treta Yuga appeared as a person named Rama, the person who defeated the 10-headed demon Ravana. And who in the Dwapara Yuga removed the earth's burden and protected the Gopa people of Raja, Vrindavan, will appear again in Kali Yuga. His form will be golden, he will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names, and his name will be Chaitanya. Hare Krishna. This is a favorite pastime. This is Lord Nityananda delivering Jagai and Madhai. So as I shared earlier, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his specific magnanimity is that he approaches the demoniac tendencies from the hearts of the living entity. He doesn't kill them, but this, he was going to do something exceptional in this case. So this Jagai and Madhai that you see here, lying, sprawling on the ground, fending for themselves, they had offended Lord Nityananda in blue. They had thrown a clay pot at him, and he was bleeding. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard about this, he came running and he called to his Sudarshan Chakra and he was ready to behead them. But Lord Nityananda here, he's pleading to them that if you kill Jagai and Madhai, how many will you kill in this age of Kali? Everybody is like Jagai and Madhai. There was not a sin that they did not commit. But, you know, and he said, this brother, one of the brothers, he was actually protecting me. So when Mahaprabhu heard that, he became very happy. He said, oh, he was protecting you? That's very nice. But this other guy, you know, I have to kill him. But again, then this brother, he has some sense and he says, well, actually we are always partners in crime. Whatever we do together. So if you deliver him, you know, how can you not deliver me? So somehow Lord Nityananda was pleading and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he agreed and he delivered both of them and they became great Vaishnavas. Jagai and Madhai. Yatra Yogeshwara Shakshad Yogi Chintyo Janardana Chaitanya Vapur Aste Vai Sandranandana Atmakaha. So he comes in his own divine form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Padma Purana. I shall appear on this earth in the first part of Kali Yuga in a beautiful place on the bank of Bhagirathi. I shall have a golden form and I shall take birth as the son of Sachi. This is another beautiful picture. Of his mother's, this is prediction of his mother's name and his preaching method. This is from Narada Purana. O Divija, demigods, please come and advent as devotees on this earth in the age of Kali Yuga. I will incarnate as the son of Sachi to inaugurate the congregational chanting of the name of Krishna. So this is a picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai. Yeah, this is Sannyasi. This is from Bhavishya Purana. O austere sage, you should know that in the age of Kali, everyone will see my transcendental form as a Sannyasi. I will be exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy, like shedding tears of bliss and hairs standing in ecstasy. This is the Gundicha Marjanam pastime. This is the color of Sri Chaitanya. Prashantatma Lambakanthas Gaurangas Cha Suravatah Agni Purana. He will come in a golden form, full of peace and beautiful long neck. He will be surrounded by many saintly devotees. This is the two lords going around the town and chanting the holy names, like we sing in the morning prayers. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage. So this picture is showing, as I was sharing earlier, the same mellows that the devotees in Vrindavan, they are experiencing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is relishing that and he wants to give it freely to the devotees, anybody who wants to take it. Yeah. Supreme Lord will leave Goloka and come in a golden form. Golokam cha parityajya lokanam trana karanat kalo gauranga rupena Leela Lavanya Vikraha. This is Markandeya Purana. I will leave Goloka and to save the people of the world, I will become the handsome and playful Lord Gauranga. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivering a Kazi. You can see. Yeah. This is the Sankirtana movement. So they were not given permission to chant in Navadvip. So they took out a procession. As you can see, all the Vaishnavas, thousands of them, with a torchlight, and they came to this Kazi, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had an interfaith dialogue with him. And the Qazi, you know, was completely transformed his heart. And from that day, he said, this Sankirtana movement will never be checked, you know, in Navadvip. So this is a beautiful, you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from Varaha Purana. I shall come as the best of the Brahmanas. I will exhibit many pastimes in the form of a devotee. I shall deliver the people of the world. This is when he was born. So this is Advaita Acharya's wife coming with gifts. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once when he was going towards Vrindavan, he was passing through the Jharkhand forest. And he made even wild animals chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They were singing and dancing. And as you can see, in this, when they were chanting the holy names, they forgot all their animosity. So this, the age of Kali is an age of quarrel. Over trifles, people pick up quarrels. But when each one of us, when we engage in devotional service unto Krishna, then actually we are thinking of each other's welfare, let alone exploiting others. We are thinking of each other's welfare. So here, that's what's happening. You can see this, how all the tendencies are pacified, you know, with the holy name. This is Vayu Purana. I shall advent in the month of Falguna. This is the month of Falguna. When the star Falguni is conjoined with the full moon, I shall incarnate in a golden complexion in the womb of Sashi and Purandara Mishra. I will be born in the city of Navadvip on the Ganges shore in a Brahmana's family. I shall take the renounced order of life and show kindness to the people in general and engage them in bhakti. I will be known as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. All of you should follow my order and deliver the people of the world. I shall appear as a Brahmana. I shall make this earth fearless. So, Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan Astihi Eko Mahadguna. This Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there is one great quality of Kali Yuga, that just by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can go back home, back to God. This is Lord Jagannath chanting in the Rath Yatra, which is going to come soon in June. This is some other Vedic literatures. This is Mahabharata. In his early activities, Lord Chaitanya comes as a householder. He has a golden complexion. His limbs are very beautiful. They are smeared with sandalwood pulp. He has the appearance of molten gold. The Supreme Lord Chaitanya accepts the renounced order of life. He is fully sense-controlled or equipoised and is completely peaceful. He is completely fixed in the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. He is the highest abode of devotion and transcendental peace. He silences the Mayavadi impersonalists. We have seen this nice picture, Krishna and the deer. Oh, what are you doing? Something happened. Hare Krishna. Okay, I guess. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked me to zip it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, any comments or questions? Otherwise, Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasade Govinde. Oh, yeah. As I said, I'm spiritually and materially blind. Yeah, go ahead. Microphone. So if any of you preachers, if you want this presentation, let me know. Give this. You may already have it, but
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
As you said, in this yuga only Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in Kali Yuga. So what about the other Kali Yugas?
Yeah. Say that again. Go ahead. It's on. It's on now. Okay, so you're making her nervous more. Okay.
Is it okay now? Yeah. So I was asking, like, in this yuga, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in one day of Brahmaji. So what about other Kali Yugas? In other Kali Yugas,
I have heard that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appears in the other yugas, but not like in his fullness, like Krishna. So doesn't appear in his fullness. That's what I've heard. But of course, I'm sure the Supreme Lord, he is not going to abandon his children, right? If you somehow take birth in this Kali Yuga after the Dwapara Yuga of Krishna, you have a chance. Otherwise, you don't. That's not the Supreme Lord that I know and you know, right? No. So I'm sure there is some other means which the Supreme Lord, you know, he extends a rope in some other way. Yeah. Because that's his nature. He is magnanimous. He is always magnanimous. Yes. Well, it is mentioned in the scriptures that even the demigods and the living entities in the other realm, when they aspire to take birth in the Kali Yuga. So I don't know how that happens. Maybe the higher and the lower realms, they become empty and they all come here. Or the Supreme Lord goes there. He will deliver all the three birds. Well, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, this holy name, there is nothing more powerful than the holy name in all the 14 worlds. Yeah. Yeah, Shai Jagannath Prabhu. I promised to speak a little bit about Lord Shiva. I have to, otherwise I'll be in trouble.
I just
want to
throw this in here. It's also mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that when a devotees dance and sankirtan and raise their arms in the air, then all the upper planetary systems are purified just by raising their arms in the air and chanting the holy name, dancing and chanting. So I wanted to mention that. It's mentioned in the first chapter of the Adi Kanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavad.
Which I have, if anybody wants it, abridged version. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, so one day, just briefly, one day Lord Shiva, he is in ecstasy and he is chanting Gaura. Gaura, he's chanting Gaura's name. And his consort, Parvati Devi, she has never heard him chant this name. And so she asks him, who is this name that you're chanting? And this is in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. If you would like to read fourth chapter, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. And Lord Shiva, he is glorifying. He starts speaking something called Gaura Bhagavat. And Parvati Devi, he agrees to explain to her everything about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the whole chapter is there in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. He is describing the same things that we have heard here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he is non-different than Krishna himself. Why he comes. Why actually Navadvip, it is mentioned in Kali Yuga, Navadvip is the most potent place. In terms of the place of pilgrimages, Navadvip is the most potent place. So anyway, he glorifies Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and why he comes. And Sri Parvati Devi, she hears him. Yeah. And this is called Gaura Bhagavat. So Lord Shiva, so he is Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. He is the greatest of Vaishnavas. There is also this nice pastime that happens in Vrindavan, in Asheshavan, if you ever go to Vrindavan. So one time, Mother Yashoda, it's just like when Krishna is very, very young. So there's this person, he comes to the door of Mother Yashoda's house. So he's got a snake in his neck, he's got, you know, a garland of skulls, he's got ash smeared all over him, and he's got, you know, the Ganges flowing from his, you know, head. And of course, Mother Yashoda, you know, she's like, as I said, she's completely beyond, you know, she's absorbed in Madhuri Rasa. And so she doesn't recognize Lord Shiva. So he has come actually to see Lord Krishna. And so somehow Mother Yashoda, she doesn't recognize him, and she sort of, you know, she says, like one of those many sadhus that come, said, thank you very much, see you later. So she gives him, you know, some chapatis and off he goes. But then as soon as he goes, You know, Krishna, he starts crying uncontrollably. Mother Yashoda, she tries to console him and she can't. And then all the gopis, they start, you know, wondering what's happening. And then they discuss, they exchange notes, and then the gopis say, well, maybe it's that sadhu, you know, that came. Either, you know, he did something on Krishna or Krishna wants to see him. So anyway, so they run and they go looking for Lord Shiva. They send him to find the sadhu. And then in Lord Shiva, he comes back. And so again, Mother, you know, Krishna, he's pacified. But then Lord Shiva, he says, well, you know, I have to go now. I cannot, you know, be here all the time. But then Krishna, Mother Yashoda, they want him to be. So he said, okay, on one condition, I will stay here. So there is a place near Nandagram called Asheshavan. On one condition, I will stay here. If I will get the first Charanamrit, so every morning when Krishna is given a bath, literally he is given a bath, I would like his Charanamrit. And the food that is offered to him, the bhoga, I would like to have the first remnants. I would like to be the first person to get the remnants. So they said, sure, no problem. So till this date, there is a place in Vrindavan called Asheshavan. So Lord Shiva is residing there. And the first Charanamrit still goes to him, and the first offering, the first Mahaprasadam, goes to Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, he is the greatest of devotees. So he actually wants, he has two kinds of mercy that he is happy to give, I mean that he wants to give, that he can give. One is the mercy, it is considered sort of the cheating kind of mercy, where the living entities, they have some material desires. And they want to fulfill that material desires. So Lord Shiva is also called Asha Isha, the Lord who fulfills the material desires. Ashutosh is also very easily pleased. So some materialistic person, he comes along and he knocks at Lord Shiva's door and he says, I want something. And Lord Shiva, he's absorbed. He wants to just chant the holy name. And he says, just take it. Leave me alone. Just go. So he's very happy to give that. I mean, he just gives them. But actually, he is most eager to give bhakti unto the Supreme Lord. That is his real mercy. In fact, one of the sampradayas, of the four sampradayas, one of the sampradayas is Rudra Sampradaya. So he is one of the sampradaya acharyas. You know, he wants to give Krishna bhakti. So he is the best of the Vaishnavas and he wants to give Krishna bhakti. So if somebody approaches Lord Shiva to worship Krishna, he is most pleased. So on today, on Shivaratri day, so it is appropriate, it is quite okay to pray to Lord Shiva that he blesses with pure devotional service, with exclusive devotional service to Krishna. You know, Krishna is pleased and even Lord Shiva is very, very pleased. And of course, if you would like to read more about Lord Shiva, then Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is a nice pastime where Lord Shiva, he drinks the poison, you know, from the churning of the milk ocean. So that is also glorified, how he is so compassionate. You know, he drinks the poison that is churned from the ocean of, you know, milk, and he is holding it to safeguard the conditioned living entities. So we can pray to Lord Shiva that like that today. Okay. So thank you all very much for your kind attention. We will have prasadam, and maybe some other day we'll continue. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
not really. Did you practice? What? Yeah. Do I start? Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
It's like a lot of noise in the temple. Shh. No kids. They're gonna talk. Also chant loudly because my voice is a little weak. 8 hours of Harinam yesterday. Sorry, it's like anti-devotional. So much noise like that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare
Hare Rama, Namah Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone's showing up finally. Say everyone's showing up finally.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
All right, help.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Who said that?
No, I'm not the single one. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh!
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hey Saya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Satchinanda, 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 Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shri Ram.